And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 23rd of November, 2012. It's the anniversary of the debut of the Jukebox, 1889, at the Palais Royal Saloon in San Francisco. You put a nickel in the slot, and you listen to the music through a sort of stethoscope tube. 1903, on this date, Enrico Caruso made his American debut at the Metropolitan Opera House in Rigoletto. He was the son of an auto mechanic in Naples. His father tried to get him to work in a factory, but the boy ran away from home at the age of 16, supported himself singing at weddings and funerals. His American debut, 1903, on this date, went pretty well, and he got better and better with each performance. By the end of the season, audiences at the Met were shouting and screaming his name. And less than 3 months after that, he made some recordings for the Victor Company. And Caruso's voice had a quality that shone through all the static in those early 78s. And his singing, his popularity, helped to transform the phonograph from a sort of curiosity into a household item. He became the first vocal recording star. Caruso said his success could be attributed to six things: a big chest, a big mouth, 90% memory, 10% intelligence, lots of hard work, and something in the heart. And it's the birthday of a man about whom many, many books have been written, William H. Bonney, Jr., born New York City, 1859, who came to be known as Billy the Kid after the family moved out to Kansas and then to Colorado and finally New Mexico, where he turned to crime, stole horses, rustled cattle, got involved in a feud in Lincoln County, New Mexico, and in behalf of his boss, John Tunstall, Billy the Kid shot and killed people on the other side, for which he was hunted down by the sheriff, Pat Garrett, and killed in 1881. Here's a poem for today by Gray Shulman entitled God's Letters. When God thought up the world, the alphabet letters whistled in his crown where they were engraved with a pen of fire, each wanting to begin the story of creation. S said, "I am soul, I can shine out from within your creatures." God replied, "I know that, but you are sin, too." L said, "I am love, and I brush away malice." God rejoined, "Yes, but you are lie, and falsehood is not what I had in mind." P said, "I am praise, and where there's a celebration, I perform in my purple coat." "Yes," roared God, "but at the same time, you are pessimism, the other side of praise," and so forth. All the letters had two sides or more. None was pure. There was a clamor in paradise, words, syllables shouting to be seen and heard for the glory of the new heavens and earth. God fell silent, wondering, how can song rise from that commotion? Rather than speculate, God chose B, who had intoned bashfully, boldly, "Blessed is his name," and he made A first in the alphabet for admitting, "I am all," a limitation and a possibility. A poem by Gray Shulman, God's Letters, from Days of Wonder, New and Selected Poems, published by Houghton Mifflin Company and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Wall Street Journal Weekend Edition, offering articles from international writers about finances, art, food, wine, culture. You can celebrate the weekend at subscribe.wsj.com/getweekend. And by the Poetry Foundation, iPad users can download the three most recent issues of Poetry Magazine, celebrating its centennial in 2012, at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Joy Biles, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.